Simin Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Test, through your base, Bezer Hashem. The Mechaber says, Sif Test, Shar Noshim, Tzrichois, Bidika Kishayagi Aves. Of our Aves, Leibod Tzor Leregisha Terib Lebidiko, Yishem Shal Sura Ad Shativdoik, Im Yesh Laves Kavua. Oishulam and Yoim, if it's in the Bainu, Nesaf Bishene Kavua, Vachinog, Vichinu Lekamon Simin Kuf Pei Test. The chiyuv for bedika is not such a, on the yom aves is not so clear. Here, certainly mashma in the mechaber, shar nashim tzrichos bedika kshegi haves. It's not mechalek between aves kavua and aves sheina kavua, but that is the mashmoyt from the hemshech lechur that is mechalek between aves kavua and aves sheina kavua, and that's clear in Simin Kuf Pei Test also. The mechaber talks about the same halacha. And Simin Kuf Pei Test Siv Dalid, and there the Mechaber says, "Oy di yeshchilik bin kavasa gimel pamel kavasai shakavua papisha over einas v'leir gishas through the shamash ad shetivdik v'timtz teru shloy kavasai imegiyaz man aves v'leir bod k'v'leir rosa kim shavur einas muteres v'ein abeinanis as dinik aves kavua." So it says im leir bod k'v'leir rosa. Mashmoi says lachur that there is a chiyu bediko. And that's really the mashmoyis over here also. Tzricha is bedika kishiyagi aves. There is a chiyuv bediko on the yom aves. That's the bach paskins, that's the pisha paskins. Now it's not so klar because, like the Erlam was ma'irv from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef seems to say at the end of the simin that in a chanami on a vesheina kavua there is no chiyuv bediko. He quotes the Rashba, and that's the way that he seems to learn in the Rashba, that there's no chiyuv bediko on the yom aves b'chlal, on a vesheina kavua. You could say that it just means to say that it's not ma'akiv, as opposed to Vesheina Kavua, which is ma'akiv. This isn't ma'akiv. Someone wanted to say that maybe he means like the Shach said at the beginning of the Simin. The Shach at the beginning of the Simin says that a woman that doesn't have a Ves Kavua, she doesn't need any bedikas until Lamed. She doesn't have a dinner of Isha Shein La Ves Kavua. Until Lamed Yoyim, she's Muteris without a bediko. And everybody's Mazbed, Chavazdas, Jutero. That it means that she doesn't have a vest she'ina kavua, she doesn't have a vest b'klal. She just started seeing, she's 12 years old, she saw it the first two times. There, she doesn't have to be choshish until lamed. So you could say maybe that's what the mechaber means, the Beis Yosef means also over here, is that a woman that until lamed, she doesn't need, if she has a vest she'ina kavua that's less than lamed, it means that she just started seeing. So she doesn't have any, we don't know that she's a'ina kavua. And therefore, we're always allowed to presume that yom lamed is the yom avest. Now, the truth is, it isn't so posh like we said in the Rashba. If you look at the Rosh, at the end of Nida, at the end of Hilchos Nida L'Rosh, it's also in the Tshuvas HaRosh Simin Mem Zayin, the exact same thing. And it's pretty mavur in the Rosh that there is no Chiv B'diko B'yem HaVest B'chlal. It's only a din that after Avra HaVest B'levodko, there's a Chiv, she's Asur and Adjetiv Dek by Vest Kavua as opposed to Vest She'ina Kavua. But on the Yem HaVest and the Chanami, there is no Chiv B'diko. If you look at the Paradis Yumayim, in Kuf Pei Dalet Yud Beis, he's marich extremely long arichus to be masber that kama v'kama rishenim hold that there is no chiyuv bedika b'chlal on the yom aves. It's just you're usher if you pass by the yom aves. Chazal said that before your mishamish you have to do bedika by ves ha'kavua. That she'ena kavua in a chanami there is no chiyuv bedika. But lamaisa the mechaber seems to paskin that it is. The stimas hamachaber's mashma, even by a vesher in a kavua, there is a chiyuv bediko. And the way the Chavos Das says, this chiyuv bediko is like any other bediko of Zayin Akim, which needs churnus docking. It's a full blown bediko, just like, and that's how the Paiskim pass in Halacha L'Maisa. The Halacha by Avriyim of Vesulei Bodko, so even over there, here, the Machaber is Toysim. He has a stam and a yeshemrin. The stam says that by over yema ves, there is no chalak between ves kavua and ves she'ena kavua, and by both of them you're mutter, even if you were not baidik. However, in Kuf Pei Test, he says him lahalacha, like the Ramos is over here, hachi nog, like the yeshemrin, that she's asura ad shetivdek by ves she'ena kavua. If she was not baidik on a ves she'ena kavua, she's asura ad shetivdek. That's a shtuk of mashmois of the Ramos that he learned to mechaber, v'hachi nog, v'cheinu lekamon simin Kuf Pei Test. Could be that's how he's learning, but that's the Mechaber also. But certainly it's klar, lekamon, that the Mechaber says this halacha, he doesn't bring down any chilk in Mechlal, and he says, what's the chilk between a Ves Kavua and Ves She'ena Kavua? Ves She'ena Kavua, if you pass by the Ves and you weren't Boidik, you're Motor, Ves She'ena Kavua. Ves Kavua, if you pass by the Ves and you're not Boidik, you are awesome. Now, this halacha of ves kavua that you're aser is lav dafkan ves kavua. It's also an irinus. And not only that, the Pesach Tshuva brings down if a woman has a ves taguf, which we hope to get to soon in Kuf Peites to see exactly what's considered a ves taguf. If a woman has a ves taguf, then even if she's a ena kavua, it's one time. Nevertheless, it's chomer like a ves kavua in this aspect that she's a sura ad shetivdei. Agav, this halacha of chiyuv b'dika, the Pasha says even if the woman is aser, if a yom aves comes out in the middle of Zayin Nekiyim, and be'etem she wouldn't be doing, or let's say she's her husband's not here, so she never became tahira, and she didn't go to the mikveh because this is going to be gone for a month. So there is a chiyuv b'dika on the yom aves to see whether or not she's seeing whether or not her vesed is coming. Now, how many b'dikas is a woman mechuyev to do on yom aves? So, in contrast to Zayin Nekiyim, where the Rishonim speak out, many Rishonim speak out that there is a chiyuv lechatchila to do two bedikas a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The Bach says, "Dumi l'taris." We find such a thing. Pamayim tzricha livdeik, like the Mishnah says in Daf Yud Aleph. Nevertheless, when it comes to Yom Aves, all those Rishonim are all seisim. All the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef brings down a list of Rishonim that tell you that you're chayv two bedikas on Yom Aves. And the Beis Yosef brings down kinu b'sefer mitzvah smag v'smag b'sefer truma v'mornechav v'shemirkeach b'dekas pamayim. These rishonim that b'chalal to machlekes even by Zayin Nekiyim if you need one or two, but those rishonim, there's a number of rishonim that say by Zayin Nekiyim that you need two b'dekas, and the smag and the smag they don't say it over here by Yom Aves. The simas mashma that in a chanami you talk, you do not need more than one b'dekah. The Shevet Alevi says, even though the Mashmoyis of the Mechaber is in a Chanami that one bedikah is enough, the Chatchila one should do three bedikahs a day, three bedikahs in a vest. If not, at least two bedikahs, one at the beginning, one at the end. And if they can't, then at least one bedikah, and that one bedikah should be done at the end of the Ar Zeruah. So the Chatchila should be boydek even by the end of the Oino. He says the Chatchila you should be boydek on even by Oino Ar Zeruah. However, it's not a chiyuv. Now, halacha l'maisa, when it gets to Orz Aruah, I think the minhag of the olam is not to be b'edik b'chlal. With regard to the amount of b'dikas, in a chanami, many people learn two. I don't think anybody learns more than two. Many people learn two. Ramosha says that you should come upon v'yoyim, or if you're wearing levonim, she's wearing white underwear, then in a chanami she could be b'edik one and falazach on the underwear. We'll get to that in a second, what that is. The Chazon Ish says Lehedya. There's two places in the Chazon Ish that he talks about, in Siman Pei, in Sivkot and Chof, and in Oyus Chof Beis there. In Chof, he's clearly going in the Ma'an Amar Vestas Darais, and he says you need two bedikas. At the end of the Siman, he says that it's Sagi Bedika Achas, that Lechur, you only need one bedika. He doesn't bring down anybody that says that you need more than one bedika. Levush Yoy says, Lechol HaPachas by Vesha Eina Kavua. Certainly one bedika is enough. I just saw on Friday, they came out the Sefer from Shlomo Zalman, Shulchan Shlomo and Hilchos Nida came out recently. And there he's matmiya on those that are machmer to do more than one bedika by Vesha and Kavua. And he says, Ken Zan, you don't need any bedika b'chlal, which is Meduik and the Rajba and the Rosh, and in Kama Rishainim, that you don't need any bedika b'chlal in Yom Aves. Certainly by Vesha and Kavua, the Chol HaPachis. And he says, certainly one bedika would be enough. That's how the Berkowitz goes also. He says that you should do one bedika. And that one bedika, most of the priests can say, if you're doing one bedika, then that bedikah should be done at the end of the Oino. So there is an Indian, maybe lechatchila, there are common places that say that you should do two bedikahs if you could, one at the beginning, one at the end. However, for many women that are very sensitive, certainly one bedikah would be enough, even by Ves Kavua, certainly by Ves She'ina Kavua, it should be done at the end of the Oino. That's the best possible time. What does a person do? There's the Oino of the day and the Oino of the night. This is the only time, basically, that a woman is doing bedikahs at night. All bedikahs of a nida have to be done during the day, before Shkia, either during early, especially during Zayin Nekiyim, for sure during the day. However, if a woman has the oina at night, if one of the vest is at night, then she has to do a bedika at night. When does she do that bedika? So the best time to do it is at the end of the oina. However, usually she's sleeping then. So what should she do? So the pastor should do it the latest possible time before she goes to sleep. Rebbe was a mechadish that she should do, and I saw one or two other questions that bring this down also, that they should do bedikah in the morning also. Not make her adin, because especially by vest she'ena kavua. Even if you didn't do bedikah once the vest is over, then over yumer batal bidikasai. There's no chiyuv for the bidika. He says shloi tishtakach. He says it's better to do it at the end. When you wake up in the morning, also. L'chora one is not. He says kedei l'kayim aminik. He says that's what he says. You should do it kedei l'kayim aminik. But main adin certainly one is not mechuyev to, and the best possible time is to do it before she goes to sleep. If she's going to fall asleep and she's going to forget about it before she falls asleep, before she gets to sleep, then she should just do it earlier, as long as it's in the time of the vest, in the time of the earnest vest, then she can be mekayim the din. By Einu Beinonis. We'll get to Einu Beinonis. When Einu Beinonis. By Einu Beinonis, Pashtus, Einu Beinonis is the same halacha. It's a 12-hour period. Whenever the 12-hour period is, is it during the day, is it during the night? And if you don't, we're not no chibadika on the Arza Ram, and Mela, you don't have to worry about it. There is a Shitas Kreis Uplesi that we'll get to Bezer Hashem in Kufay Tes with regard to what is the Einu Beinonis. Is Einu Beinonis 12 hours or 24 hours? And then accordingly, you might have to do more than one bedika. That will leave for there when we see the crazy places. The Chavas Das is mechadish that one bedika is not enough, or maybe one bedika is enough, but the one bedika has to be a moich dochuk. Now, it has to be in the entire time. He really says that b'etzim you only have a chiyev the shasa vest. If a woman knows that she always sees between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, then it's enough to have the bedika during that time. But a woman that is not kavua to see during a specific hour, she sees randomly over the oino, then in a chanami she would have to have a moich dochuk in for the entire oino. And if you have a suffix, if there's a few oinos that a woman has a suffix, a vesta mavucho or whatever it is, or she has kaveya for a few days, then she would have to have a moich in for a few oinos. Now, even though the Pisrei Tshuva brings down this Chavez Das without any chalik in Sefkotim Yud Zayin, he just quotes the Chavez Das, nevertheless, the Paiskim are all chelik on the Chavas Das. Kimat, I shouldn't say all. Most Paiskim are chelik on the Chavas Das. And the Chazon Ish is matmiya. He says, L'chor, we find, even if you demand the Omar, Vest is Daraisa, the Gemara says, Enough to Zayin, that if the entire Vest passed, you still have a chance to do a Bedika at the end, Tzrich Shir Vestet. Immediately afterwards, you could do one Bedika, and that's Mekayim. In fact, there, according to you, that you need a bedika, even this going, even if you're the mother of Vesas Daraisa, where you mamish need a beer, and even so, that you see that one bedika at the end, as long as it's tacked on, it's kilo as if you still b'shas to earnest a vest, that's enough. Certainly, you're not mechoyev to do a bedika the entire time. And memele hinam zon kapshutai, and there's a way that the place can go lamaisa, that there is no chiv bedika the entire time, even though the truth is that there is a hagoy shari dur that brings down a sefer paradis. Sefer HaParadis, and the truth is the Master Vitri says the same thing. They're both coming from the same base Medrash. They're Talmidim of Rashi. And they say that on the Yom HaVest, she should be Boidik Atzmo Yitodir. And the Todir is Mashma. It doesn't say Mount of Bedikas. When it comes to Zayin Hakim, the Rishonim speak out. Two Bedikas, one. Here, Todir. What does Todir mean? Lamashmois is similar to the Chavez Das, that there's a Chiyuv Todir to be Boidik. If you look at that part of this remaining, regardless of very nice shtickle, he says that it's really, he doesn't say this speaking out in the Sefer HaParadis, but it works out very nicely. He says, Rashi Shita is that the whole din of Vesas Derabban and Vesas Daraisa is not klapi afterwards if you didn't, do you name one that your tummy or your tar? He says it's the bidiko on the Yom HaVest. The whole chi of Daraisa, the chi of Derabban is there a chi of Daraisa al Talacha Meshmetina to do bidiko, or is the chi of Derabban to do bidiko? But the chi is klapi the bidiko. So, in the base Medrash of Rashi, there's a Chiv Bedika in a Chanami, that Chiv Bedika is for the entire time, Tadir. However, if you don't go like that, like many other Rishonim don't seem to say like that, then, like Tosfos says, Avra Yom HaVest, you're Chayiv to be Boidik. He says, Lechatchila one should be Boidik on the Yom HaVest. What do you mean, Lechatchila? That's the whole Chiv according to Rashi. This is up to Pardis Remaining. This is why it says that the Rishonim didn't learn like Rashi, that the Chiv is to be Boidik on the Yom HaVest. In a chanami, the chiyuv is not even. Rashi seems to be going that's the chiyuv. Maybe we needed similar to the chavez das, and therefore tadir. The person can say also that it's bechlal bismanenu. It's not such a great idea to do it because a woman has enough trouble doing a moich dochuk for 25 minutes once a month to be able to keep in a bediga cloth for 12 hours or sometimes more than that every oina for 12 hours. That certainly is a muad for pitzayim, and therefore a woman should not do that. Now, imishum ha,
I would have timed it that you could use a tampon.
I haven't heard that women complain about a tampon that it's uncomfortable and that they can't put it inside, and they leave a tampon in. A woman can leave a tampon in for 2 days, 3 days, without a problem. L'chora, out of that, you should be able to get out using a tampon. Can you use a tampon as a meitochuk? Maybe we'll get it up to then. Kuf Tadivav, I think the Yashu is machmer, but the place that are mekel. L'chora is certainly over here. If there's a din l'chatzchila to do it, and this is what you should be doing, then you could get out of it. But l'maisa, the Paiskim seem to say, they nemon from the Rishonim and from the Pashas Mashmois of the Sugyo and the Sima of the Sugyo, is that you do not need more than one Bediko, and the Mele, that's how we Paskin, you do not need more than one Bediko. The Chutshoni, Yismazber, he says, what's the Pshan of the Chavaz Das, and the Chalik is between the Chavaz Das and everybody else. He says, the Chavaz Das holds that the Chiv Bediko is a Biru. You have a Chiv Biru on the Yom HaVest that she's not seeing. The only way that you can have a Biru is if you have a Bediko in the entire time. However, according to everybody else, the chiyuv bedik on the Yom HaVest is not at the din biru b'chlal. It's a takanas chacham that you have to be boidik, and memela the etzem we falazach on the fact that she didn't have argosha. She didn't have argosha. She didn't see. She has a cheskes tara. Why does she have to be boidik b'chlal? So in the chanami, the place can speak out that make her a din she really shouldn't have to be boidik at all in the Yom HaVest, because she's b'cheskes tara. She didn't see, she didn't have argosha. What's the chiyuv bedikah b'chlal? Why is there any chiyuv bedikah? There's a takanas chachamim to be boidik. What is the pshat of takanas chachamim? Why? So I would have thought that the word is that it's not enough to just farlozach, don't just rely on the fact that you're not seeing b'shev al taseh, and the fact that you didn't see. Do a bekum ve'esei to prove that you're not seeing by doing a bedikah. In a chanami, it's not a viewer gomer. But for that 1 second that I did on the Einat HaVest, that is a Biru Gomer, especially if you do it B'Shas HaVest, the 1 hour, certainly that's a Biru Gomer. At least during this time I did, B'Kum Ve'Esei, I proved clearly that at this time, during the Einat HaVest, she was not seeing B'Chlal. I saw that the Kloisenberger in Divya Yatsev, in Yerideya Simin Samaches, he's Mayrich, B'Negeya to the Chi B'Dik on the Yom HaVest, and he gives, I think, 4 reasons why maybe Chazal were Mechayev the Yom HaVest. He says one of them either is just mamish to get her to pay attention. No, that she's doing bedika. Why is she doing bedika? Oh, because I'm supposed to be paying attention. But in Chanami, she's not in a betim mechuyev terui. He says maybe she should do a ma'isa to be masked them that there's a chiyuv prisha. He says, or to be masked herself that at least for 1 second, he says, befrat, b'shas oynas haves, that at 1 second she's being masked herself that she's b'chaz kestaro. Kama time, he says, it's mara clear. Kam the time and why maybe she should have a chiv bediko, but in the chanami he says meikra din she has a cheskes terror, and the chiv bediko is only a zaitik in a kuda chazal are trying to chap, but out the birur there's no chiv birur. And the male is going to have nafkaminas also. Once you don't hold that it's a birur, so it's going to have the nafkaminas like the prisha says. The prisha says that if you pass by the oina beninus or a veskavua and you didn't do bediko, then you're also ad shativdik. He says let's say you washed yourself since then or you did a kinuach, then too late. There's no way that you can know what went on. She passed the day after the Yom HaVest, and she didn't do bedika, and now she washed out Oysa Mokhin. So you washed seven, he's done. How can you do bedika now? Says the Chutshani, that's all going in the world of the Chavaz Das, that you need a beer. So Mamela, if you are relying on the fact that they're still down there for the Yom HaVest, so then in the Chanami, she does not have a beer if she washes herself out. But we don't hold that. You hold that this is just a chiv takanas chachamim. And Chazal said, you're usher until you're makayim the takanas chachamim, then in a chachamim, it's not a din in biru b'chlam. And memela, it will be mutter even a long time afterwards. And that's the way that Eilam Paskin, that is the way that the Achreinu Paskin, that even kama yom achar yom aveset, she still be tahira. Some say, and it's madrik this way in the Ra'a, that only for the amount of time that she would be seeing, let's say she sees her veset, it takes 4 days, so she sees when she usually gets her period. So she has still 4 days after the Einat HaVest to do bedika. However, l'maisa, l'alach l'maisa, the place can go that even har bezman, mashmoyes the beteis of the taz, even many days afterwards, she's tahara. A week later, in a chanami, she still should and could do bedika even if she washed herself out. What's that? L'chur, that's exactly what the Chazon Ish was bringing a raya from. The Chazon Ish says that she could do a bedik on the teich shir veset after the vest. How does that help? That's not a bureau, l'chur. By a stoic, you don't need an echonami. That's not considered. That wasn't the chiv of the bedik. Now there is the Ramosha that I pointed out beforehand. Ramosha says that if a woman is wearing white underwear, she should wear, then she only has to do one bedik. And I saw Berkowitz, others say that it's a good thing to do to wear. what's the Indian of wearing Levanim on the Yom HaVest? L'chur it is me'ein akim of the Chavis Das. In other words, what's the whole word of the Chavis Das? You should have a continuous bedikah. How do you have a continuous bedikah? If you're wearing white underwear, you don't see anything for the course of the 12 hours, then you have a continuous bedikah. Now, it's not exactly like the Chavis Das, because the Chavis Das, one of the reasons why it says you need a Mayich Dafuk is because what's going to be if she has the Safek Hargosh in the middle? You need a beer to make sure that she's not seeing. For example, she goes to the bathroom. She goes to the bathroom, she has the Safek Hargosh. So the only way that you can have a beer is she has a Mayich Dafuk the entire time.
Now that's... She holds that bedikah is not good.
What's that?
She does that bedikah holds that bedikah is not good afterwards.
In such a case, if she does the bedikah... If she doesn't have a beer on a Safek Hargosh, then she's in trouble. Okay. Now, wearing white underwear is not going to help you when she's being matam eraglayim. She still doesn't have the beer over there, as a Mayich Dafuk would be. However, it's still more of a beer, and therefore, that would be the Inyan. Kimdumani, the minig of the Olim, is not to wear white. And to do either two bedikas or one bedika for those that it's difficult. Now, the Chavis Das is Lishitosa, he says, if she did a bedika on the Yom HaVest, then she loses it. She loses the bedika, or she throws it in the garbage can, like the story that we had, and she doesn't remember what it was. Then, generally, we say she's becheskes tayr, and she wouldn't have to worry about it. In such a case, as a chavas das, no, she has a safek hargasha because she did a bedika, and memela she has no beer, and therefore she's going to be tmeil. Now, the chazanish is ma'ir, says that some of the poskim should have had to say this, that any time that a woman goes to matam miraglayim, she has a safek hargasha, that if she doesn't do bedika right afterwards, then she's going to be tmeil. How could it be that everybody left out this choshev v'nekuda? Some of the Arilim was Meir, Frank was Meir, and the Achrein really asked this on the Chavis Das, that we have the next halacha is mevur not this way. Because the next halacha says that somebody that's yoytze l'derech, tzorach lifkir ishtoi, afilu samach levesta. That means you're allowed to be meshamish, samach levesta. That means that l'chura, you're doing something which is causing a safek hargasha, because every tashmish is causing a safek hargasha. L'chura, you need a beer afterwards. How can you l'chatchila cause yourself a safek hargasha? You're not going to have a beer v'shas that she's not seeing. Unless you want to be matzcha, that in the chalami she has to do bedika right afterwards. Toch shiroi sirim of the veset, which we don't find anywhere that there's such a chiv to do that. L'chura, you should need a bedika. You should need a bedika on the right afterwards. And we don't find that anybody needs it. V'meila the place can go in a chalami. Not like this, Chelek al Chavis Das also, that if a woman loses her bedika, or she has a Safek Hargasha, nevertheless, she's still going to be Tahira until she does a bedika and finds Dam, or sees Dam without bedika. Be'argasha. Now, the halacha is that if she passes by the Oinus HaVest and she doesn't do bedika, if it's a Vest Sheini Kavua, that's it, farfal, she missed the chance, chap next one. If it's a Vest Kavua, she's a Surah Ad Shetivdek. Now, what is she asura in? So, says the Chassam Sofer, she's asura in Gamsen. She's asura not only, he says, anything which is a shell of the Raisa. He says, it's not just in Tashmish, she's also a Sabachim ibn Nishuk. It's first Lamarisha, in the Zagorit. He says, the Sidra Tara brings down. Sidra Tara brings down, can you mind from the first Lamarisha, that in. I'm sorry. The first Lamarisha goes like Chassam Sofer, you're asura in Gamsen. Sidra Tara says, no way. He says, even Bishas Oinas HaVest itself, you're only Asar and Tashmish, not Nechim v'Nishik. Certainly afterwards, you can't tell me that it's more Machmer than the Shas HaVest, and therefore you're going to be Asar, even not Nechim v'Nishik. You're going to be Asar Nechim v'Nishik, L'chara, Inka Zadavar. Mila Sejitar and Nemzon, you're only Asar and Tashmish, not Nechim v'Nishik. Some surfer says, no way. The reason why you're not Asar Nechim v'Nishik b'Shas Ernest HaVest is because if she's Margish b'Shas Ernest HaVest, he'll be Perish. When he's in the middle of Tashmish, it's already too late if she's Margish. But Nechim v'Nishik will be Perish as soon as she's Margish. And Mamela, that's why they matter Chibik v'Nishik on the Oinus HaVest. However, when it's after the vest, what's the chash? Maybe she saw. So you have to be purged from anything which is a Safek Daraisa, Chibik v'Nishik, which is a Isser Kiru v'Daraisa, by Anida, you have to be Safek Daraisa, L'chomra, maybe she saw, and therefore, you have to be purged also from Chibik v'Nishik, and that's the way it's first Lamesha goes, and that's the way it says, Shevet HaLevi v'Chin Mestaver.
The chash is maybe she saw, or maybe there were the chances are that she could see more.
But she already passed by the Yom HaVest.
Yeah, but once that
day hit,
right?
Well, why? If she still has the Chiv Bedika. Why is she still have the Chiv Bedika? Because maybe she saw. Her. Kimdumani, the Minig Olam is not this way. And the Minig Olam is like the Sidra Tara, that in the Chanami she's only Aser in Tashmish,
and not nechiv v'nishuk. It could be that it's alt amaratis, and it's not alt. They went through the sugi and they came out this way. However, kimdumani, that I don't know that they teach us in Lakewood, at least when I was in Lakewood, what the halacha is afterwards. However, so she does a bedikah. However, what? Oyne beninus and ves kavua. Oyne beninus and ves kavua, which oyne beninus is the more negea, we're presuming, until we get up to Kufay test and see just how negea a ves kavua is. Or if somebody has a ves she'ina kavua for a ves she'ina kavua for a ves taguf, it also has the same thing as oyne beninus, as Pesach Shuvah brings down here. And that's the way the place can go halach l'maisa, like this taz of Pesach Shuvah. The what's up, shot in the Sidra Tara? Maybe she saw. You should have a Savik Darais over here. The answer is because we falazach on the fact that she didn't see. She wasn't Maragish and she didn't see. So Mamilu, not too much that she really saw. She has to do Badika. Why does she have to do Badika? Because Chazal, we're Kaveh, he has to do Badika. And if you weren't Makayim, then Chazal, you're also Achativdek. But not because Be'etzim or Choshish, Kokama that she passed by the Oinas Avest and she wasn't Maragish anything and she didn't see anything, then we're not Be'etzim Choshish that she saw. And therefore, mi'ikar adin, she's mutter. Chazal said, you're asur betashmash until you do bidikum. However, chiv gnishuk, l'chura, would be mutter. Is asi l'day, the taz by... that we don't pass on like. Mi'ikar adin, we certainly don't pass on like him. The meaning of the ilim is, hamach meretav l'arbach, l'chura, we wouldn't... Now, obviously, chiv gnishuk, which is going to be... during the tashmish, anytime the matzah chibi benishik, a kol afiyanin. If it's done in a way that it's a vade that it's going to bring to be mishamish, and there's an issue to be mishamish, then the chibi benishik is also that's a chilek of the ister lechera. So that's what it is. You have a chiv. There's a chiv to be boidik afterwards, also achativdik. And the way that we said is that the way that the place can go is that even if it's many days afterwards, there's still a chiv bedika. And there's a shaila: what happens if a person remembers he's being mishamish and remembers in the middle that she wasn't boidik? She's after the oyne beninus, tiyarim lamed beis, and he's in the middle being mishamish and realizes oyve she wasn't boidik. What did she do in such a case? So Lavushi raises the topic whether or not she should be boidik afterwards. She's already, what are you doing now? Are you going to cause yourself issues? But once you already did it, then maybe Chazal weren't mechayiv to do it. I did see from Berkowitz that he named on that lehalacha, if a person is being mishamish and he realizes that it's in the middle of, that she forgot to be boidik, then he has to be perished by ever mates. That the same way that we say like by Ramat, that a person has to be perished by ever mates, that we'll see in Kufpehei, but have the same thing here, the Hainu, that there's an isser to be mishamish. Anytime that there's an isser to be mishamish, then one should be purged. Now, there's certain we don't always say this. For example, by Yom Aves, what happens if a person is mishamish on a Yom Aves? What should they do? Should they be purged by Berchai? Should they be purged by Vermeis? Mitzad Echod, there's an isser to be mishamish. So therefore, they should really, lechur, anytime there's an isser to be mishamish, they should be purged by Vermeis. They shouldn't have that, no. Mitzad Sheini, the chash is that maybe she's going to see, so she should be purged as soon as possible. That's the machlekes achreinim, we'll see in Kufpehei, Pesachuvah. Brought down. We'll see when we get to that. He named on that over here, there's no real chash that you're going to see. Once you pass by the Einus Aves, you don't really have the chash that you should see. So therefore, don't be purged miyad. However, one should be purged in such a case, where there's no chash that you're going to see. However, there's an itzer to be mishamish, lechur in such a case, to be purged, beaver made. And with regard to washing out, lechur, if you take the chiddush of the prisha that says, that we mentioned beforehand, that a woman that passes by the Einus Aves and she washes herself or does a kinuach afterwards, she's asuro, it would come out a massive chumrah. A woman forgets by her Einus Aves to do a bedikah and she goes to the bathroom afterwards and does a kinuach, she's tmeh. Because it could be that she wiped away the dam. She didn't look to see what's going on, then she'd be tmeh. L'mayis the paiskim didn't name on like this, like L'chair al-Derech Tepachani says that he understood that you need, there's a chiv bir. And once you don't have a beer anymore, because it could be that you wiped away the dam, then you could be tamei. We don't hold that that's the chiv that's kanas nechamim, and mameila she is muteres even afterwards, even if she did a kinuach. That's with regard to sif tes and the chiv b'dika on Einus Aves. Sif yud hamreitz lotz l'derech tzorach lefkedishle afilu samach levesto says the Ramav afilu betash meshari imikal mokan amachmir shalei the pachterach b'divi ritzui cover lor bracha. Now, it says in the Gemara, we saw in Samach Beis Mer Beis, Ayetu L'Derech Tzorach Lifgoid Ishtoi, Afilu Samach Levesto. Now, what does it mean, Tzarech Lifkred Yishtoi? The Pashas, it means, if he's leaving, and when is he leaving, and when does he have to be Poiked Yishtoi? So, Lachur, he's leaving either tonight at the end of the night, or tomorrow during the day, or tomorrow night at the beginning of the night. Maybe it depends on what is the Chiv Lifkred Yishtoi. It says Lifkred Yishtoi, but Zamavur, what is the Pekidah? So we saw as Machlekes Rishenim, between Rashi and Tesis, is the Chiv Pekidah Tashmish, or is the Chiv Pekidah Ritzu Dvarim Ba'alma? So if you hold this the Chiv Tashmish, Lachura, whenever he's not going to have, it's the first time, the last time possible before he's Yotz Laderech, that he has to be regular. So if he's leaving the next morning, or the next night, during, at too early, then Lachura, the Pashas, is the Chiv Pekidah would be the night beforehand. Now, if it's only Divrei Ritzui, so it could be during the day, it could be at night, it could be on the telephone, theoretically, if it's done right. There's other possibilities. However, if it's a Chiv Tashmish, then it would have to be the night beforehand. Now, how do we pass from the Lach Lamayis? So, the truth is that it's not clear from the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, HaReitzu Lassi Saderech, Tzarech Lifkred Yishtoi, Yifilu Samach Levesto. He quotes the Lashon of the Gemara, Tzarech Lifkred Yishtoi. What does it mean, Lifkred Yishtoi? So the truth is that if you look at the Torah Hashlamim here in Yirches, the Torah Hashlamim learns B'das L'machaber, then in Hanami, he goes like Rabbeinu Tam. The Lifkred Yishtoi is not B'tashmish. However, L'chur, the Pashtis of the Ramah, that he learns the Machaber not that way. He says V'afilu B'tashmish, and he doesn't say V'yei Shemrim. He's not bringing down something that's being Chulik. The Pashtis, he learns the Machaber, the Simus of Machaber is V'afilu B'tashmish, that the Chiv is to be Poiked, Afilu B'tashmish. And we don't find it's a Taz in the Shach. Anyway, the Kalim over here are Chaylik. We don't find anybody that's Chaylik. The Pashas is that the Poiskim seem to go that Halacha Lamaiso, it would be Maker Adin, one is to be Poiked with Tashmish. However, Amachmer Tavel of Bracha to be Poiked only be Divrei Ritzu. Now, what does this mean, Amachmer Tavel of Bracha? It's correct that there is a Shalom from the Marshal. What is a Machmer? A Machmer is somebody that is meticulous with Halacha. Somebody that's meticulous with Halacha is somebody that's medactic to Mikhaim the Mitzvah Karoi. Over here, it doesn't say mitzvah lifkred yishtoi. It says chayim lifkred yishtoi. So the chiv, the mitzvah is the pekidah of tashmish. So how can you say a machmer not to do the ikr mitzvah and to do something else b'mokayim the ikr mitzvah tavla v'racha? That's not a lechur. That's not a medaktik. That's not a machmer. Says Marshal, if you look in the tshuva, he says a few different pshatim. At the end, he comes out. He says, and this is what the Torah Shalom brings down, that nearly ikr hamachmer shaloi latte. Somebody that he shouldn't go, that way he doesn't get into any issues. The whole chiv only comes from the fact that he's leaving. Don't leave. You won't have the chiv. You won't get into any shalas b'chol. Hamachmer shloi latteis. Now that's a nice pshat, but certainly that's not the way that the Ramah learned. The Ramah says lehedi not that way. Hamachmer lepokta rapid diviritzi tavla bracha. The tavla bracha is in the diviritzi, not in the not going. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says the diviritzi is be meratzah her and be mefayat her that she should be meichel. Once she's meichel, then in a chanami, daber alivo until she's meichel. When she's meichel, there's no chiv. Once there's no chiv, there's no issue b'chlal. You got out of all the issues. It's yema ves. We kind of that. There's no chiv because she's meichel. Hakolam akemi yav b'shalim. Yesh line. If that's what the mashmoyis of the Ramah is, he doesn't say lepoikta b'divi, right? V'karn esbar the kol minikriv v'avasharim v'atashmish. L'chari that's all nichlal in the divi ritzui. He's not saying that he should ask her to be meichel. He's saying to do something else. The Shaila is the Marshal's Kasha. The Chir, the Ikir is the Chiv, is the Tashmish. Al Derech HaMutzer V'Hashkofa, but I think it's very Karv Lipshat in the Ramah, is that in a Chanami, one could be Mekayim, the Ikir Mitzvah of Oino. Oino is time. That's the Ikir Chiv. And one could be Meshamish and not be Mekayim Mitzvah Oino. One could do the Maisa Mitzvah and not be Mekayim the Mitzvah Karoi, the Mitzvah Oino Karoi. And one cannot be Meshamish and be Mekayim the Mitzvah Oino Karoi if he gives his wife the right amount of time, the Ritzu Yupiyas and everything else that's involved. And Kinira, that's how the Ramah learned, that in a Chanami, that this is the way to Mekayim the Mitzvah Oino. Is it, there's an easier way and a quicker way to do the Maisa Mitzvah in a Chanami. However, to spend the time that your wife needs, give her the time with out the Maisa Mitzvah, with Divrei Ritzu, with Divrei Pius, with Sivu Genishut, in a Chanami, that would also be a Kiyum of the Mitzvah, and that's the Lelech HaTchila in such a case. The Shailos, how many Pasukim Lelech HaMaisa? Do we go with the Mechaber, do we go to Tavla Bracha, or that's exactly how we go, we go with it all together. In a Chanami, Lelech HaTchila, HaMachmir, Tavla Bracha, but Mekredin, it's Taka Mutter. So the truth is that the Chamas Da says something over here, He says in Chidushim, Berheita brings down a similar thing when he gets to Leil Tevila. He says that in Chidushim, that even those that mattered to be Poiked Ishtei B'Tashmish on Yernis HaVest, that's only Shalei B'Shas Vesna Mamish. But it's B'Shas Vesna Mamish, then it's going to be Asim. Now, I'm not exactly sure where he got it from. L'chur, the Shitas of the Rishonim that hold that Vesna Derabanan, they hold it Vesna Derabanan across the board. The Rajma says Lehendion, the Ravi says Lehendion. That B'Shas Vesna Derabanan means even if it's Shas Vesna Mamish and she's bleeding from a Mako, we're Taylor, because there's no stopping the rise over here. It's all Derabanan, even B'Shas Vesna Mamish. L'chur, according to that, and a Hanami, there would be no Mokan to be Mechalik. However, there is the Shita of the, it's a, really a Ritva, and it's the Shita we saw in the Bina Saldim that holds that in a Hanami, before and then afterwards, is only their abundant. But the Shas Vesta Mamish, that's the Shalav der Aisa, that's the Bina Saldim goes this way, maybe that's how the Chavas Das is going. And what would come out according to that is that Bizmaninu, that a woman doesn't have a Shokavua, then L'chur, Aderech the Shach says, and the Chavas Das really says the same thing. Over here, he says that the entire Ein would be a suffix of Einus Avest, and according to the Bina Sadim would be a Shail of the Raisa. The entire Ein would be a Shail of the Raisa, then it would have to be Asr Mi Ikra Adin. L'chura, if you learn, the Stimas HaRamah certainly is L'chura not Mashma that way. It's Mashma that it's Mutar Afil B'Tashmash, and he doesn't tell you that B'Shas Vest the Mamash is Taka Asr. L'chura the Mashmoy says that it would be Mutar. Halacha l'maisa, I think most poskim are machmer lechatzchila in such a case. If you look at the Chavos Das says when he's being matmiya on the Knesset Yecheskel that matters leil tefila, he says even by yitzla derech das roiv poskim laskar. He says that roiv poskim laskar. Kim Dumani saw the lashon the other way also roiv poskim matter, but it's not exactly clear what to do in such a case. Certainly, when it comes to aves she'ina kavua. What's the din by Avesh Eini Kavua? Can't sign this whole din is only by Avesh Kavua. Avesh Eini Kavua, says the Chassam Sofer, according to everybody, is only a Derabanan. There, Lecher, there's no Shailas. You don't get into any Shailas. There's not going to be a Binas Adam. There's not going to be. There's no Chazaka over here. Even B'Shach Vesta Mamish, Lecher, there's no Chazaka there, Isa, to say that she maybe is going to see it. And therefore, it's in Gamsan Derabanan. Lecher, there's a much more of a Tzad. It's still about the Shulchan, he blives Tarachin by Avesh Eini Kavua. What's the, is there a Machmet of Labroch or not? Mamelo, somebody that has such a Shailah. Could be that there's other times also that they could do it, not to get into the Shailah, and therefore, certainly, exactly what's the best oifin to be Mekayim. This is all, obviously, when you get to Tashmash Mamash, when you get to Diviritri, even Chibik V'Nishuk, Nishuk gets Mutter. Certainly, if it's going to come out that it's Aser, then a Chibik V'Nishuk, which is going to bring to Tashmash, is also one should refrain from. This is all in the actual Einas Aves. If it's Einas or Zarua, then the Poiskim are Mekel, that in a Chanami one should be Poiked, B'Tashmish, it's only a Chumrah, and therefore, in B'Pashas one does not have to be Matir Neder, they weren't Makabal on themselves in such a case, by Yitul Derech, and therefore it's Matir. What is, this is said by Yitul Derech, what's the story by Bomen Aderech? Does the Bama and Aderech have the same halacha or not? So this is maybe, and now it's the same shayla also by Aisha. Aisha that's Yitzel Aderech. Do we have the same halacha or not? So maybe we'll be maktim another halacha and to be mad with it. But again, Aisha Yitzel Aderech, the person say that in a chanam we talk, we don't see any chiyiv, we don't find Hayitzel Aderech, doesn't say Hayitzel Aderech. And in a chanami, I think across the board, Kim Dumani, all the praiskim say that the chiv is only been again to ayet laderech, not ayet seis laderech, and the mashmoy says even a diviritzi, a person wouldn't be mechuyavin. Now, the pisachuva brings down over here a knesset yicheskel. Doni Marshall brings it down. It seems like he's nemzon like this knesset yicheskel. That if it's a leil tvila, says knesset yicheskel, also we have the same halacha. When it comes to leil tvila, the same way that a leil tvila is a chiv oina, ayet laderech is a chiv oina. So Leil Tefillah is also. And whatever halacha Yitzel Aderech is going to have, so too a Leil Tefillah is going to have. Which would mean that if it comes out a Einas Aves on a Leil Tefillah, which is not so uncommon, then, uncommon, but not so uncommon, then the halacha would be that it would be mutter even on a regular Einas Aves, not a Arzurua, lechur should be mutter, according to the Knesset Yecheskel. Now, the Berhitev over here, he says that even according to the Knesset Yecheskel, it definitely means the Stomach Levesta, but not the Shas Vesta Mamish, Also, I didn't see that Kimdumani. I looked it up in Knesset Yecheskel. I didn't see that he made the chilek between them. Lachur, whatever you're going to say over here, it's Mutter and Gansen. Lachur over there should be Mutter and Gansen also. Kimat all the Achorinim are chilek on the Knesset Yecheskel. The Chavos Das, Bechlal, the Rais, they say Poshito, and the Lashenis of the Gdele Achorinim when they're being the Siachas and the Shuvah are extremely charif. The Yavis is. Why are you wasting my time with this? Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Hevel, the Mamash, he's with Kifus, Kenega, this Hatter, and the Sidri Tara, and the Chavos Das, and the Givashol, and the Kama Vekama Gdele Achreinim, they all go not like this, Knesset Yecheskel. And the Shaila is for us. L'chor, the Knesset Yecheskel has a glass of Taino. What's the difference between Yaitel Aderech? If you look in Arachayim, Simin Reish Mem Sef Aleph, the Machaber tells you, what are all the Chiv Oinas that a person is Machiv? One of them is Lel Tzvila, one of them is Yitzel Aderech, one of them is Ishtem Ishtekekes. There's all the different cases that a person is Mechuyev. Where is the Mokin to be Mechalek between Yitzel Aderech and Lel Tzvila? So, if you look at the Ramosha, he says, Ba'etzer, we can ask a different shayla, we'll be Makhtin. Let's say it's a regular Oynas Aves. Well, your wife tells you it's day 29, last month we saw on 29, tonight is day 29. You say, okay, so we'll be Perish. I'm going to sleep. She says, no, I'm Ishtekekes. She says, what do you mean? It's Oynas Aves. She says, you didn't learn an halacha? Yitzel Aderech, Chiv Oyna, Amish Tekekes. Where were you going? What's halacha? Chavi at the same time. It's a Chiv Oyna Midarai. So, where's the heter? How do you get out of it? Says Ramesh and Evan Ezer, Chile Gimel, Simon Chofchet. He says, there's a big chile between Yitzel Aderech and Amish Tekekes. Let's say a woman's Amish Tekekes when she's a Nido. Inka Zadavar, she's a Thurim. She doesn't have a right to be Mishtekekes. The same thing over here. She has the chiv of the Oynas Aves. She's Asura of Oynas Aves, just like he is. It's like a din in him and not a din in her. She's also Asura. She doesn't have a right to be Mishtekek, B'chla. There's no right to be Mishtekek. So therefore, you can't tell me she's going to be Mishtekek and then she'll be Mechayim. She doesn't have a right to be Mishtekek. It's not Mota. She has no heter to be Mishtekek, B'chla. It's also for her to be Mishtekek. But Mela, she certainly can't be Mechayim of him and Oynas when it's also for her to do it. So why is it still Derech any different? Says Ramesh, because Yitzel Derech is something which Chazal darshan from a pasuk that it's a mitzias which is machayevin. It's not something which is totally in her. It's not totally in her hirurim. It's not totally in her being ma'ur herself. It's totally in it's a doverman atzad that happens that is ma'ur the woman, and that's it's something which is not even totally in her bechlal. It's totally in him. And memela, that's ma'ur her to be mishtekik. Memela, he's mechuyev to be mechayim the mitzvah in such a case. However, b'negiyah to Leil Tefila. Oh, so what's the story of b'negiyah to Leil Tefila? Says Ramesha, kinir the machlekes between the Knesset Yecheskel and everybody else is this nekuda b'chlal. How do we done it? Is Knesset Yecheskel is the Leil Tefila like a woman that's being mishtekekes, or is it that it's similar to Yitzel Aderech? It's a davar min hatzad. It's Yitzel Aderech. Kinir all the gedolei achronim understood that Leil Tefila is in a Hanami, it's not a Yitzel Aderech. Now, if you look at the Lashonis of the Achrayim, they say, the Sidra Tara, the Chavos Das, they say you could just push off the Tefila till tomorrow. It's not like a Yitzel Aderech. Yitzel Aderech is going, there's nothing to do. Here you can push off the Tefila till tomorrow. What does that mean? It means that push off the Tefila till tomorrow, maybe there won't be a Shtekekos because she wasn't Tevil. Or, since it's past the Salai, in other words, it's not like Yitzel Aderech. Yitzel Aderech, the guy's going. When's he coming back? However, over here, there's always a past the Salai. It won't be tonight, it'll be tomorrow night. That's the reason why also Habamin Aderech. The halacha is, the Gemara says, what's the story with Habamin Aderech? The guy, if a guy's Yitzel Aderech for 3 days, Chiyam Midaraisa, to be Paikidish. The guy's gone for 6 months. I have a relative, he's a Shrechit in South America, I think it is. Comes back once every 3 months, 4 months. He's gone for 4 months. There's no ishtekikus, and we don't find the heter b'man aderech. Only b'ne yetzel aderech. Yetzel aderech for a week, ishtekikus. B'man aderech after 4 months, no ishtekikus. So the truth is that the Gemara saw, the Eilim saw on Daf Tes Vomena, if you have machlekes, I'm a rain. What's the din? The Gemara says, Kol anoshim b'cheskes ter lebalein, abon b'man aderech, nishim lehem b'cheskes ter. Says the Gemara, that's dafka if it's only Gisha Asvesta, if it's Gisha Asvesta ben Tassuno. Amar Rabbi Bechona, afilu higia shas vesta muteres. Why? Because some of us are abundant. Afilu higia shas vesta muteres. Mutur. What does it mean, afilu higia shas vesta? Right, we shouldn't understand, afilu higia shas vesta means, and you pass by the shas vesta. Rashi means that way. That's what most of the Rishonim learn. And what Tosfos learns that you're even safer and safer. Says the Rashi in the Ritva, they bring down Yesh Mefarshim. Afilo Yesh Azasa means B'shas Es Hamamish. Mutar. Since Ves Darban, she's Mutar. Why? The same way that Yaita Lazarek is Mutar on Shas Vesta, Abom and Adar is also Mutar on Shas Vesta. Afilo Yesh Azasa is Mutar. Since Ves Darban, you have a Chiv Daraisa, can I get Ves Darban? Really, you go with the Chiv Daraisa. The Ritva says, no way. And the Betting Bank says, wait, it also goes this way. He says, no. Certainly, we don't have by Bama Naderach, only by Yitzhak Naderach. What's the difference? Also similar. He'll be here tomorrow. He'll be here tomorrow. And in Mela, you don't have that same Mishtaikikus as that there's going to be by a Yitzhak Naderach. And in Mela, there's really two svaras that we have over here. There's one that maybe the Mishtaikikus is here, L'chor, it doesn't pass to say. There's the first svar that we said that the Mishtaikikus is a Doverman Atad, or she's more the Mishtaikikus. L'chor, when it's a Bama Naderach, she wasn't married to Shteik Kus. It's a Dover Min Atzad. It's something which came Min Atzad. If it's not changing, we have the other Svara, and that is that she can wait another day. When she waits another day, she'll be able to. As opposed to Yitz L'Derech, the Yitz L'Derech, he doesn't know when she's going to be back. Memela, in a Hanami, that's considered a serious Min Atzad, and there's no possible style in such a case. Memela, he's going to be Chayef Fri Perkid Yishtay. Memela, halach l'may, so the place can go, that on a Leil Tefillah, not only that, on Yom Chuppah. Yom Chuppah is maybe another, it's a Bilas Mitzvah, the Gedolei Achrayim are busy with, maybe they should have more of a Chaymer. And they say the same thing also, you can push it off till tomorrow, and therefore, even on a Leil Chuppah, unless the girl is taking pills, then you'd be able to be Mekel. But if she's not, and it comes out on Yom Aves, then you'd have to be Machmer. If it's Orza Ruah, certainly we're not going to be Machmer. However, I shouldn't say certainly, the Chassam Sefer was Machmer, as the Pesach brings down, the Preitzkim did not go with the Chassam Sefer. And we were not machmer or zerua. However, but if it's a real leil tefillah, then we would be a leil aves. We would be machmer. The meila, the case that was mentioned. I think it's question number one on the sheet. This was the ma'aseh shehaya. Now that we have all the pratim of sif zayin muberes and sif yod of yitz l'derech, the shaila was a woman. She's already expecting. The first month she saw on day 29. Then she got a kesem afterwards, and she's now holding 29 days later after her Yom Aves. It's actually 28 days later, it was Friday. Tonight is Friday night. What should be done? Should she go to be tevel? Should she not be tevel? What's the halacha in this case? Is she mutter? So, be'etzem, the halacha is pretty clear. All the G'dayi Echernim go, then Yom Aves, it's your aser. My only tzad to be mekel was the fact that she's a muberes already. And once she's a Muberes, she's Betta Mitzalek is Dabim, and therefore, maybe we can be Mitzaref that together. There is a Knesset Yechezko, and even though she did see, when my side called up a Faisik, I called the Yitzhak Berkowitz, right then, I didn't want to take that Chayas, and he says, yes, she should be purged for 29 and 30, which is Aina Beinonis. The vest was at night, however, and yeah, I said, out the fact she's a Muberes, he said, yeah, but the Maisa she saw, so you know. Everybody else, maybe you have it saw that she's Mesulekes, but her, Lamaisa, you know that she didn't, she's not Mesulekes. She saw on day 29, she did see, and Memela, she doesn't have a dinner Mesulekes, and Memela should be up. Now, if we're going with regard to being Tevel, I asked him and he said, yeah, you could be Tevel. That's the next chelek of the Pisca Chuba, which is brought down here from the Evan Ashrayam. But again, to be Tevel, should one be Tevel? If one is not going to be Kayan Mesusaina, should one be Tevel? So, if they're not being Mekayim Mitzvah for a different reason than not an Isser, certainly it should be Tevel. The question is, when it's an Isser, then do you say that, okay, maybe they're going to be, if they're going to be Mutter and Shar Krevis, then it becomes be over on the Isser Darabanan. Evan Hashem says, no, the Mutter and Shar Krevis, Fakir, they should be Tevel. And this was even Friday night. Yeah, they'd be Tevel on Friday night. To be Mekayim. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Mem Gimel, he brings down the Knesset Yecheskel and his Chalik with Kifus. And he brings down that there's someone they want to say that she should be Tevel. He says, no, Chas v'Chalila, Chalila Gamzen, you shouldn't do. Why? Because they're not going to be able to be Eimid themselves and be Eivan Issa Derabanan. Hakol HaFiyanin, really depends on the person. But for the most part, I think that the Paiskim are Mekel, that in a Chanami, to be Mishamesh, if a person knows that he's going to come to be Meitin Zel or Atal, or if he knows he's going to come to be Eivan, and there's a good chance, then in a Chanami, in such a case, one probably shouldn't, like the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. However, to chacham in a bereisha, to mekayim ze, gam mizel tenechadecho. Right, you should be mekayim this and that, and not be over in any surim, not to do anything which is going to bring him to be over in any surim, and still be mekayim as much as the mitzvah that he could be mekayim. V'hakalam mekayim yavu v'shoyim. Even by v'shein kavua, yes. Now, l'chur is it's a good shadow. Why should be machmir even by v'shein kavua? L'chur it's not. Even by Yitzel Aderech, there's Machmer Tavla Bracha. Maybe they even clear Ben Egeh, is there Machmer Tavla Bracha Ben Egeh Tavesh in a Kavua? The Shailu is whether or not. But even by Vesh in a Kavua and even by Emun Beres, that's all at once. That was his case. In the case where she doesn't have. She could do another bidikah on day of day, it's fine. Yeah, because she does. As long as she has the beginning at the end and she doesn't have 5 days in the bidikah, that's okay. To have 1, 5, and 10 is okay. Is there. The mashmoyas of the Pisri Tshuva is that there is. However, if you look at the Tshuva that's brought down over here, that he says the chilek, it's actually a big chiddush what he says over there. If you look at the Tshuva, the chilek between the kesem and the riyah that he's talking about is the standard way that a woman has a lel vest a lel tefillah on her inas vest is when she has a kesem. Because if she had a riyah in between, so then she starts over her clock, and then she's probably not going to see for another 20 days. And she's going to go to the mikvah in 12 days from now. She's not going to see for another 30 days. She's going to mikvah for 12 days from now. So how does it ever came out? The general way is that she sees the kesem, and then she becomes tami. She didn't get her vested. She didn't get her period. But she's still going to, when she counts 12 days, it's going to come out on the day of the period. The case that it's brought down over here that he's talking about is where in a chanami, she saw after 18 days. And she saw last time after 30. Then she saw 18 days later. And she's going to go to the mikvah after 12 days, which is 30 from the last riyah. Now that's a very big chiddush. This is the chiddush of the Beis Meir. Beis Meir holds that a flog of Ketzara is not Oikar Arukah. That when she gets a, last time she saw on 30 and this time she saw on 25, then next month she has to choshish for 25 and 30. But it's here, it's even more than that. She's being choshish from the last riyah. She's being choshish, she saw on 30, then she got a riyah 18 days later, and she's still reckoning the cheshbon of the 30 from beforehand, which l'halach l'mayis v'itake do not do. But l'halach l'mayis l'chur, there should be no chilek between a re'iyo and a kesem. Either way, we would say the same halacha. It's just more common that it would happen with a kesem, not a kesem. The Knesset Yecheskel? I don't think that it would be a chilek. I don't think this is a Now, what is the shir of Yitzila Derech? Bechlal, what is the shir of Yitzila Derech to be chayiv in? This is not a shayla. This is not really a shayla specifically going to get to here, but it's also going to get to our simon. With every the chivayna of Yitzila Derech, what is the shir of Yitzila Derech? So there's a pisca tshuva that brings down over here. Ayin ber hetiv, vayin mishut tshuva me'ayiv ava, the shir haderech bazer near shushnei maser mil. Many people quoted this Pisli Tshuva wrong, and they say that vice versa, the Shir of Yitzila Derech that's Machayev in Pekida is Yud Beis Mil. However, it's clear that that's not what the Pisli Tshuva meant, if you look at the Tshuva Me'av inside, and if you look at all the Ma'am Mekhemis that he's been saying. Because he starts off, he says, Ayin Ber Hetiv. What does the Ber Hetiv say? The Rambam says, one shouldn't be boiled on a Yom of Yitzila Derech. He says, the Tshuva Me'av says, what's the Shir HaDerech Bozeh? When it gets to that aspect of not being boiled on a Yom Yitzila Derech, that's Yud Beis Mil. If the person knows nothing Yud Beis Mil, then even Al Tzpriyas doesn't know. There's no chiyuv. But that doesn't tell you what the shir of Yitzila Derech is. Yud Beis Mil, that means that somebody lives out of town, somebody comes from Beit Shemesh every day, or maybe even Beitar. L'chero, there's a Yud Beis Mil, there'd be a chiyuv p'kid every day, Al Tzpriyas Derech. Mezulay Shamanu. It's only klapi the din of Briyus that would have that din. Now, with regard to that din, how does this din stem with the Rambam? There's kama answers that the Gedolei Acharonim bring. The Ramah says that the whole din of the Rambam is only al tzbrius, is talking about where you're walking. If you're in a car or near a train or in a horse and buggy, then you don't have that issue, and there's no issue to be boiling Yom Yitzila Derech. Some say that it's only also on Yom Yitzila Derech, and here it's talking about being paked the night beforehand. Some say that here it's al tzchiyev, and there it's al tzbrius. Some say that if your wife is going with you, then there's no chiyev pekila derech. Nevertheless, if you want to be prepared the night before, that's not a good idea because it's Brias, says the Rambam, so you don't have this chiyuv. That's how they get out of that issue. Now back to our shayla. What is the zman of yitzila derech? How long is yitzila derech that's mechayev? So the yaidit and the hagoyit and tamach beizim and beiz in Yevamos, he says, and this is how most of the person go, is that if he's going to be gone enough time that he's going to miss one of his chiyuvim. For example, lamashal, I know some of the chomi is minal shabbos, minal shabbos. If he's going to be gone for a week, that's a yitzila derech. But if he's going to be gone for 2 days, then erchana may not. Now the chura, it really makes what difference when the 2 days are. If he's going from Sunday to Tuesday, and erchana may not be mechuyev. However, he's going from Friday till Sunday, then he's going to be mechuyev because he's missing one of the earnest. Now, if a person is mekayim ke earnest poyalim, which is twice a week, then it would be 3 days lechura. And if they have a kavua time, then maybe if it's Tuesday and Friday night, then maybe if they'd be leaving from Monday to Wednesday, then also be mechuyev. But if you're leaving from Matzah Shabbos to Tuesday morning, then it wouldn't be mechuyev. Now, that's how, for most part, that's how the price can go. However, the Shevet Levi, the Kachoni, they really say that it's all kafi mashu, and a person that is always at home, and he rarely leaves, then even if he's going for only a day or two, he's flying to England for a chasana, but he's going to be gone for 2 days, he's leaving Matzah Shabbos, he's coming back Tuesday morning, and he was generally doing a kindness twice a week on Tuesday night and Friday night. Nevertheless, there would be a chiv kida there because he's generally around the house and she feels she's mistaken when he's gone. Or some say if he's going very far. For example, he's going to Los Angeles. He's 7,500 miles away. And he's coming back. He's leaving Friday, Matzah Shabbos. He's Mekayim, Mitzvahs, Ernest Amid HaKham. He's a Reish Kerel. He's Mekayim, and he has to go raise money for his Kerel. So he's going across the world and he's 8,000 miles away from his wife. But he's coming back on Thursday night. In such a case also, many of the Paisim say that the distance causes the Ishtekik, because even though Bizmanenu, there are telephones and there's everything other, so many other ways to be in touch, nevertheless, the distance causes the Ishtekik, because in such a case, if a person realizes that his wife is Ishtekik, then in the Chanam. Now, obviously, the other way works around also. If a person goes very far away, but it's very common for him, and therefore his wife doesn't feel it. Memela nechanami, in such a case also, if that's the normal eifin, then there also wouldn't be the ishtekikus. But for the most part, basically the way that is, like the guys, like the yaiva says, if you're going to be missing a zman oina, then nechanami, one should be poiki the ishtay. Now the last, what is this halachas, the chiv, is only im hoilachas var mitzvah in tzarek lefkei ishtay. So this is going even going to get to our halacha, which is oinas aves. And some of the Olim asked, what's up, Shad? If you're going to the Dvar Mitzvah, I don't understand. You have a Chiv over here to be Pekirishtoi. I get to the Derek, there's Chiv to be Pekirishtoi. So what's up is that the Mitzvah that he's going to is Derech, the Mitzvah that he has before of? I think the answer is Poshet. And that is that the only reason that there is a Chiv is because he has the Mitzvah. In other words, he's leaving for the cause of a Mitzvah. So what caused the Chiv, you know? The first Mitzvah. So which Mitzvah came first? The mitzvah that came first is the mitzvah that he's leaving because of. Now that I'm leaving for a mitzvah, there's going to be a ishtekikus on her part, and therefore I'm going to be mechuyev in another mitzvah. But since the first mitzvah is one that takes precedence because it came first, so therefore I'm not mechuyev if it's going to be caused him to be tired, then really it's not going to be mechuyev. What's considered a mitzvah when you get to this is, even though when you get to Shabbos, leaving a few days before Shabbos, that lach is you're only supposed to go. If you go in the Dvar Mitzvah as opposed to Dvar Rishus, there they say the Parnassa is also considered Dvar Mitzvah. That's only because the Iker Iser is for Dvar Rishus. So anything that's not a Dvar Rishus is ready, Parnassa is already considered Dvar Mitzvah. Over here, you mamish from the Dvar Mitzvah to pat your Chiv, then they say Pidyon Shvuyim, to raise money, to. I don't want to get into the Pratim of, are you Mukhoyev to go to the Chasana? Are you not Mukhoyev to go to the Chasana? Then you'll have to ask your. What's considered a mitzvah? Generally, it's Asher L'Kayim Shteim, and therefore, one should be L'Kayim Shteim. Now, if a wife is going to be Toivah, the last halacha which is brought down over here is in Mukhe Yosef, if a person is supposed to be Yetzel Derech, and his wife is going to be Toivah within a Shir Ayino, then he should wait. Now, it gets a little bit difficult if a person already made his tickets 3 months ago, and he had no idea when it was going to be, and his ticket is for 12 o'clock at night, and he's supposed to leave at 9 o'clock, and she's supposed to be Toivah tonight. So what are you supposed to do? And the mikvah only opens at 8:15. So it's ready, it's in the summer. What's he supposed to do? in such a case? Is he supposed to push off his ticket? He's not supposed to push off. But Chalal is the Shaila, what does it mean over here that he's supposed to wait an Eino? It means that if he's supposed to leave tonight and she's going to be Tevil tonight, I wait till the end of the night? Or it's the amount of an Eino, 12 hours. I'm supposed to leave at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. She's supposed to be Tevil tonight at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And therefore, I should wait. It's not exactly clear. The Paiskim do say, L'maisa b'mokam atzirich, one could be makel, when you get to this, like the Shach says over here. Why? Because the Mukhi Yosef is Ein Purushim Uchuvern, and it's Maisa Tashiti Yechida. So Maisa, if it's a big Tzarech and he has a ticket over here, then in a Tanami he wouldn't have to push it off if it's a big Tzarech. If he could, then there is another mitzvah Haftal Recha Kamoicha, and therefore he should be Mekayim. Sif Yud Aleph. Isha Shish Laves Liyamim Lavad Vigir Shas Vesta Osu Lavalayat Yishalenu. A woman that has a vest and is a giyash asvesta, also love elea shishalenu. You have to ask. Says the chavis das. This only applies if she has a vest kavua. She has a vest sheinu kavua, then there is no chiyav sheila until after lamed. So bismaneinu that most women don't have a vest kavua. L'chur this halacha until lamed l'riyasa is l'chur not so negel. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's not so simple, because Bizmanenu, and this is Sidrutaris in Meredith, that Bizmanenu women are not Tevil when their husbands are out of town. And therefore, you can't just rely on the fact that she was Tevil, that Ukadema, because this whole halacha is, if you waited Al Chetisper Vetitvol, beforehand in the Chanami, if she didn't get up to day 30, maybe she'll be Mutter. But after day 30, waiting is not going to help you, because women do not go to the mikvah if their husband's out of town. Now, that was maybe in his days that they didn't have phones and emails and everything else that's involved, and they know exactly when the husband's coming back. And Mamela, she's Tevil. Usually, if she knows her husband's coming back the next day, she'll be Tevil the night before, and that she'll be Mutter. However, and a different reason why it's not Nagei is because, since there's telephones and emails and everything else, so you know exactly where your wife is holding, and if there's no real shilas over here, is she Tamea, is she Tehira? It's not that you didn't speak to her for 12 days, maybe she got her vest and she didn't tell you, and she's really going to the mikvah and it's Bechulu. Everybody knows exactly where they're holding, and therefore it's not Tzur Negea. However, there is one aspect of this halacha which the Badei Shulchan points out, which is L'chur Negea. I will just quote his lashon: Vinei be'ikur din zeh shetzarach lishol ishta achar ernes aveset or einu benis imi adayin tehiru ve'inu rishay lisa b'chamash eina omer leishin etmo ki meduma shektas anashim toyen ve'inu mizar mizeh im oishim shleik adin v'roi lazir mazeh. If you pass by einu benis, then one should ask their wife to make sure that she did L'chur Alpachas, that she did the bedika, that she should, to know that she's still Tahiro, because she had the Chi Bedika beforehand, to ask her, is she Tahiro, or is she, that at least she do the Bedika that she's supposed to do on the Einer Beinonis, to make sure that it is Mutter. Now, why is there no Chi of Biru? Mani Da'ilam asks, why is there no Chi of Biru over here? Tahiro, just ask her. This is what we talked about in time, where we'll see, it's really even against the Kuf Pehei, the Gedalia Poiskim, it's really right here, the Teres HaShlami asks, says, he says, referring to this halacha, he says what I wrote in Kuntres Hasvekas, that aft hecha deikas vekzveka le matirin hecha shish takona b'shaylo and kena mayim matirin le'el and kuf pedalad aft b'lo shaylo. Why do we matir b'lo shaylo? L'chur, it's easy to be mavar. So the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down three answers from the Gedolei Achronim, and he asks on all of them. He says some say because she has a chaskes taira, which he says, L'chor, once you got the Yerema vest, then it's Nizbat L'chaz Kistara. So some say, Vest is there Abban, and Mamela by Svek Tveiko, then we go L'kulam. He says, that's also not so Pasher, because the Shaila is over here, maybe she saw. If she saw, then there's a Shaila of the Raisa. Then he says, that those that say that, by Svek Tveiko, even Heicha the Efshel of Rui, you're not Mechuev to Mevar. He says, maybe that's a Pshar, but he says, and even the Fidam and the Omer that holds that you are Mechuev to Mevar, but if there's a Tircha, she's sleeping with Daima, then you wouldn't be mechuyev to mevar. He says that's sort of weird to say that's considered a tircha to ask her to wake her up. Yishlayim, why that's considered a tircha? But and the mashmoyis says bechlal, you don't have to ask. You don't even have to. There's no chiv bechlal even if she's awake. Bechlal is no chiv whatsoever. Sarach mir, why there's no chiv over here? It seems since it's a derabban, it's exveiko, then there's no chiv to mevar. And the shaila is why not? It's actually very bechal. So if you're based,
the
This is, we talked about also b'shaitai, if a woman had a vest for 35 together, or 25 together with kvitzas, the halacha is that even if you pass by the yom haves, she's mutter, because you could say, you could say that she didn't do the kvitzas. The only way that she sees, the only way she has a vest in kavua, is if she jumps. Who said that she jumped b'chlal? Once we get to Ayin Abedin, then she's going to be usher and have the regular clothing. But until then, we say she's going to be usher. Now, we're going to say that Emelei Kofta V'Lei Rasa. Now, the issue is that the Mechaber says, Ha'i Laveset L'Yamim Laves Mivesas Haguf Kigayin Kvitzo. Now, the only time that you could say Emelei Kofta is something which is dependent on her. But all the Vesas Haguf are not dependent on her. Mefahekes, Mesateshes, all these cases, Recesses, Skoysa, all the cases that are, this is something that's not dependent on her. It comes as a teitzah of the fact that she's getting her vest. So how could he say that any vest laguf with a yoyim, she's going to be mutter, because maybe it didn't happen, it's not up to her to do it. By kvita, it makes sense. And this is why the shach is ma'arech, to be chelik on the Beit Yosef, and he says zikr, it only passes by kvita, it doesn't pass by vest laguf. Says the Teres HaShlomim, and the Sidra Teres says, v'dvor of nechenim, so zikr, what he means is, it doesn't mean all the vest laguf. He means kvita, and anything which is like that, which is, what else is like that? Achilas palpulin, achilas dvarim charifim, something which you caused. In the Chanami, that's what the Mechaber is referring to. And in the Chanami, it doesn't apply to anything else. The only ha'ara that we have is that, we'll see in Kupay Tes, the Mechaber does not bring down the vestus of achilas palpulin bechlal. Meilat tzarech bir tuva, say that that's what the Mechaber meant when he doesn't even count that as one of the vestus.